With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump was convicted by a New York jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records after more than 9 hours of deliberation. Trump says the entire case was politically motivated.
You have a so-respect DA and the whole thing. We didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston was outside the New York criminal courthouse when the guilty verdict was announced.
The late afternoon announcement came as somewhat of a surprise because it appeared the jury was about to be dismissed for the day. Instead, the 12 jurors had reached a guilty verdict. Here outside, it was quite orderly. People both for and against Trump gathered in a park across the street as a helicopter flew overhead. Some people chanted, "Lock him up," but overall, it was a calm scene following a history-making trial.
Trump could face up to 4 years in prison. Most Americans say a guilty verdict in Donald Trump's New York trial is not likely to affect the way they vote in November. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
67% of those responding to a Marist poll say a guilty verdict would have no influence on their vote. 17% say it would make them less likely to vote for Trump, but that's nearly offset by the 15% who say a guilty verdict would make them more likely to cast their ballot for the former president. The survey found that overall, two-thirds of voters have already made up their minds about who they'll vote for, and nothing's going to change it. Bob Agnew reporting.
Law enforcement says two Minneapolis police officers and four civilians were injured Thursday in an active shooter situation. Agents from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives responded to the shooting and were there to help investigate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 330 points, the Nasdaq dropped 183. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK don't talk about their faith.
As the country turns away from its historic religious heritage, a new poll finds a lot of believers prefer not to even mention their beliefs to others. The Impact of Faith and Life survey indicates that about 40% of Christians in Britain avoid disclosing their religious convictions publicly. Some analysts say the anti-faith environment that has come to dominate the United Kingdom is leading believers to keep their mouths shut. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of men dressed like women and dance is forming a national coalition. The organization says it'll promote drag shows in small communities and provide performers with legal aid and therapy. Drag Queen Story Hour, a national program in which men dressed as women read picture books to small children at public libraries, has sparked a massive backlash across the country. Parental groups argue taxpayer dollars should not be used to promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A Maine sheriff rejects allegations that some of his officers arrived at a mass shooting scene reeking of alcohol.
Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joy says all of the officers were on duty or had just attended training before Lewiston police requested their assistance. Joyce denies allegations in a Portland police report suggesting the officers had been drinking, had come from a funeral, and dispatched themselves without orders. Joyce says his officers responded in a sober, professional manner, and he's proud of them. Rich Thomason reporting.
Alabama has executed a man convicted of killing an elderly couple at their home in 2004. Authorities say 50-year-old Jamie Ray Mills was pronounced dead Thursday evening following a lethal injection at a South Alabama prison. Mills was convicted in the capital murder of the deaths of 87-year-old Floyd Hill and his 72-year-old wife Vera. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.